The next speaker is Dennis Mahashin, from Valtex. We'll let him boot up his program there. Just to add to what Jeff had commented on in regards to that new phenomenon called swatting, one of the major problems that they're having is a lot of youth that's gaming with these kind of military-style games actually have live cameras on themselves that they're actually broadcasting so their friends can see them playing the games. So they can actually see when SWAT breaks down the door and kind of get that extra effect in that way as well, which is just absolutely insane. Dennis, we look forward to your cybercrime presentation. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Valtex Technologies. Valtex Technologies is actually a cybersecurity manufacturer who makes security chips, cybersecure semiconductors, solid-state drives without chips on it. So we're at the leading edge of endpoint protection. So in a connected world, you know, theft and interference is there at every level, escalating security issues. So we started out with the PC emergence, the internet, smartphones, bring your own devices, social media. For the next decade, it's predicted that the biggest impediment and the most important category is cybersecurity. So what I'm going to do is go through a couple of reports very quickly through the Center for Strategic Studies report, the Verizon data breach, talk a little bit about identity theft, ransomware, as Jeff had mentioned, and talk a little bit about the companies that are doing something about it, a few other companies besides Valtex, the market-leading incumbent failure. We'll talk a bit about that. And if we get a chance, you know, I'll get a chance to talk about Valtex and tell you exactly what or some of the things that we're doing there. So CSIS predicts that the loss to the global economy is between 100 and 500 billion. For the U.S. economy, 100 billion and as many as 580,000 jobs a year as a result of cybercrime. The U.S. government notified 3,000 companies last year that they had been hacked. And usually it's an outside person that would identify, not the people inside a company, that they have actually been hacked. A British company reported a loss of 1.3 billion from a single attack. Most cybercrime incidents go unreported, and few of the biggest cybercriminals have ever been caught or even identified. So when we take a look at the activity, and you look at the bottom of the list there, cybercrime accounts for about 0.8% of GDP. The report suggests that if that gets up to 2%, the government will do much, much more about that. So when we look at the Verizon 2014 data breach report, nine activities accounted for 92% of breaches from 53 countries, 1,367 confirmed data breaches, a huge amount of incidents. 70% of the breaches involved compromises of devices. And what you got in the marketplace today, you got people talking about continuous detection and monitoring, all kinds of ways to prevent cyber attacks. But really what we find in the cybersecurity world that what we need is a defense-in-depth approach to actually get things done. And you will have certain companies talking about things like phishing. And when you really look at phishing, it really accounts for, you know, a very small percentage of really what's happening in there. So what we have is a whole lot of companies pushing their own agenda, and unfortunately, a lot of it is BS. So as we move through things here, we look at point-of-sale attacks in the Verizon report, 198 incidents, things like Target, Home Depot, JP Morgan just got attacked with 76 million cards stolen. And the narrative is as follows. Compromise the device, install malware to collect the data and retrieve the data and cash in. And you'll see this theme of compromising the device through all of the things that are happening. Crimeware, primary goal, gain control of the systems for platforms for illicit uses such as stealing credentials, distributed denial of attacks, spamming, etc. Web downloads and drive-bys are the most common infection vectors. Web application attacks, you see the same thing. The primary goal is to gain control of the systems. And the web app attacks are any malware incident that did not fit other patterns like espionage or point of sales sale attacks. 65% of it is for ideology and fun. 33% is financial, hyper-focused on getting access to the money. Cyber espionage is a very, very big problem. So you have things like, for example, Mandiant is a company that tracked the China Army, a unit of the China Army, attacking and stealing intellectual property from 141 organizations. So with 511 total incidents, 306 with confirmed data disclosure, 87% of the attacks were state affiliated. So in Canada, we have 2,000 spies in Ottawa. The US has the National Security Agency. They've got their CIA. Russia's involved. And the whole idea is to gain control of systems and then compromise and steal all of the data. 78% were done by email attachments and 20% by drive-by malware. Again, you see the pattern is to gain control of computer systems. Identity theft is becoming more of a concern. As we see with the Target, Home Depot, JP Morgan attacks, etc., consumers are faced with the fact that their personal identifying information is being left unsecured by those entrusted to protect it. And all of the information is being stolen. So the recommendations for consumers are never carry your social security card with you, develop strong passwords, don't be too social on social media, shred sensitive documents, monitor financial statements, guard your protected information. Jeff had mentioned about ransomware where people take a hold of a system and the owner must call and pay to get released of that system. I put two graphics on here to remind me a couple of points to talk about this. The first is a bottle of vodka. And a couple of months ago, I was at a barbecue and a young lad had come up from Florida and we were having a competition, I think, because, I had about 12 beers, he had about 12 beers. We were drinking the bottle of vodka, and about three-quarter way down the bottle of vodka, just the two of us, somehow nobody else was drinking vodka, he indicated to me that he was developing starting a call center, because what they were doing was they paid the Israelis $100,000 to compromise the systems. You ransomware attacks the system. The call center gets called, and then everybody gets paid. And I at first thought it was the Russians. I said, hey, introduce me to them. But he says, no, it's the Israeli guys we're paying. That's about three quarter of the way down the bottle of the vodka. But here's where all the money comes in, right? And that's how these things are happening. Some of these people are trying to hide themselves and say that they are just fixing things, but the call centers are involved, the contact centers are involved that are actually picking things, and the 1-800 numbers are specific to a company that has paid to get those systems compromised. The money part of it comes from a very simple story. A friend of mine came to me 2 weeks ago with this problem. He thought he had this problem, and I fixed it for him, and he wrote me a $100,000 check to invest in my company. The typical attack goes unnoticed for 8 months. So when people come along here and they say things like, we need to monitor things, we need to not prevent things, it is all BS, absolute BS. The typical attack goes unnoticed for almost 8 months. You need to really, really protect the systems and prevent them against attack. So Gartner says when 35% of the reference customers for enterprise protection platform have been successfully compromised, it is clear that the industry is failing. Companies such as Symantec, McAfee, Trend Micro, Kaspersky, etc., are now the laughing stock of the cybersecurity world. In the events that I attend to, they don't even dare show their faces. Recently, one of the senior VPs at Symantec said, antivirus is dead. It's very, very unfortunate that what's happening today is that the IT administrators are continuing to use this technology that is absolutely total, and excuse my expression, crap. If a product cannot protect itself, it cannot protect the system. So these technologies simply don't work. They're absolutely useless. You may as well even just take them off your computer system. So a group of researchers collected and analyzed 82 new computer viruses and put them up against these 40 antivirus companies, the top companies. Less than a 5% detection rate. Absolutely useless technology. One of the new companies in the world, in the cybersecurity, that's getting a lot of attention is a company called FireEye. They did a unique study where they took 1,200 actual deployments in companies. They found that 97% of the organizations had been breached, and three-quarters had active command and control communications indicating that attackers had control of the breach systems. I'm going to skip through this because there's a lot of small writing on this slide, but there's just a huge amount of examples of cybersecurity problems. Microsoft has also stopped the support for Windows XP, which also increases the trend there. Windows XP machines are used a lot in our education sector, in the K-12 sector. Oil and gas also has a huge amount of XP machines in use. A couple of companies that are doing something. A company from Toronto called SecureKey is trying to solve the online authentication problem. They created the banks have already authenticated you. So their idea is that they can use the bank login to access government websites. And for Visa and MasterCard, you can at home sit in and stick your credit card in or tap the computer. They've been funded by Intel. They got a $41 million from the Canadian government and $30 million from Visa and MasterCard. And one of the important things about solving the cybersecurity problem, because I was just in Washington with the head of Visa cybersecurity, and simply if what you're doing changes how things work, they don't want it, because they do 47,000 transactions a second, and we can't add time to that. A company called Trustia is mitigating the man-in-the-middle attacks. And you might have heard of Trustia because a lot of the Canadian banks, there's about 300, 400 banks worldwide that are offering their software for free. I believe the software is called Rapport, and it mitigates the man-in-the-middle attacks. They were recently acquired by IBM for about $1 billion. A little bit about Vaultex, and the reason I want to talk about us is that we are doing something very, very significant. Vaultex has developed software and semiconductor technology that will secure the endpoint devices 100% from attack. And I did say 100% from attack. We provide resilient device integrity. Our customers know that their computers are malware-free. So our mission is to defend Canada, the United States of America, and their allies against cyber warfare, cyber crime, cyber espionage, and cyber terrorism threats. And by allies, we mean NATO and a few other countries. So we're conducting a campaign that says, defend Canada now, defend USA now. We are asking the Department of National Defense to cybersecure the entire country as a matter of national defense and public safety. It's very, very important that the large bodies of computers in a country, especially in our education sector, the vulnerable computers, get protected, because they can then be used to launch attacks of cyber warfare, cyber terrorism, cyber espionage, etc. The concept in Vaultex is very simple and secure. Change, wipe out any changes that come into the system. We have software, we've developed hardware technologies, we have solid state drives coming out. Very, very new innovative technology that actually solves the problem for devices, that devices are actually secure. We are developing new technologies that if data is stolen, it won't open up. It says, I'm not supposed to be here, I won't open up. And we are developing new technologies that will provide any operating system, any image, any time to somebody, to users. So we are at the leading edge of cybersecurity technology. Mandiant, the company that tracked the China Army attacking systems, did a report for Trustia, the company that was bought by IBM for $1 billion. They also spent 5 months testing Vaultex technology. They found that we neutralized or eradicated all of the malware, including custom malware that they attempted to put on the system. Now, Mandiant is a company that governments, enterprises, military calls in to determine whether they've been attacked, who attacked them, and what has been stolen. They're at the leading edge. They found that there was no circumvention possible in our systems, and they were unable to compromise our systems from attack. Secure Technologies International of Ottawa is a cybersecurity supplier to the Canadian Department of National Defense. They said, after several months of testing, from April to August of 2013, we were unable to compromise the Vaultex systems. We are very impressed and view the technology as a foundational security requirement for protecting systems, and so forth. We are engaged with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security Agency, Department of Homeland Security. They're bringing in National Security Agency, apparently, to test our products. The U.S. Navy is proposing that our systems be used in their weapon systems. The U.S. Army is getting involved. Major PC manufacturers are coming forward. And we have a number of good things going on for a Canadian company. And you know, Canadian companies have a lot of trouble raising money. And we've been very, very fortunate that we've been funded by farmers in Tisdale, Saskatchewan. So, no, they 4 years ago, they called me up and they said, Dennis, can you come? And I said, yeah, you guys are investors, I'll come. And I went, and you know, it's 2.5 hours outside of Saskatoon. And they had some moose and other meat that they'd roasted. And everybody brought a dish, and I sat around the campfire, and I gave the update on the high-tech company from Toronto. It was a very nice Canadian story. So what we're looking at is that we are faced with cyber warfare, cyber crime, cyber espionage, and cyber terrorism threats. We are articulating that there is a great need to secure all of the computers in the country. Security, we are not the silver bullet, but we do a great deal in what we do in cybersecurity. But security should be defense in depth, right? And as we move forward, there's going to be a tremendous amount of opportunity with the, and I'll skip that slide. There's a tremendous amount of opportunity for development in the cybersecurity world, because there's a lot hanging on it. Thank you.